we can walk into them.
There's some terrible banging going on over there. Something shaking?
Okay. So the question in general in the Gemara is Gufo Hamashamar Sameis Afapishainameso Pata Makriashma Minatfila Minatfon Homus Murphy and Torah. Okay. Oh no, I'm sorry. I gotta go back a little further. Before. Mishamro, so the Gemara asked about Mishamro.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says Mishamro is also Pata. And so now the Gemara says, Meso Af Pishena Mishamro. Meso Af Pishena Mishamro. Meso Mishamro in. Avo Mahalech Bevesa Kvaro Slow. So the question is, the point is, what is this question? What's got to do with it? Mishamro is because he's concerned, he's also a mitzvah. And Meso is because Meso is middle of fun of also. But what does Meso Kfaros have to do with it? Right? That's really a plain kasha on the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basic question.
Basic question.
Yeah.
Basic question.
No, not basic question.
What's the tzira for parshas? What's the smichas of parshas here between these two things? Shmira. There's no common denominator.
Right. Shmira. We're also on the like, why do you have a case of holich makom etinofes? You walk in dirty place, or tzela.
Right.
Assume you can't recreate from that situation.
Right.
Why doesn't we ask that question?
Right. Right. So, I was thinking like this. That the Rambam learns Loeg L'Rush. Not that Loeg L'Rush is because you're putting down the mace. But because it interferes with the Adas. In other words, that since he's in the Beis HaKfaros and he feels a certain superiority to the people there because they're dead and he's alive, so therefore that Adas she'ena roi l'tfila. That Adas is ena roi l'tfila. So the Gemara is asking, that are you telling me that there's only two types of das that's in a royal tefila, where you have, for instance, Mishamro, and also Mesa Mutlafonov, but there's another type of das that's Noveya from the Mace, that makes him in a royal tefila, and that's the das of Loeg L'Rush. So that's why the Gemara asks, Lo yahalech adam b'veis hakvaros, u'tfilin b'rosho, v'sefer Torah b'zroo, v'korei, v'imosa kein, over mishum loeg l'rosh cheref aseo. So therefore, that interferes with his das, and he doesn't have a das for Kriyat Shema. So why do you mention that too? It's also psul and das.
It's a cherif aseihu.
Cherif aseihu.
Can't come out from Hashemayim.
Right.
It's mechayif aseihu. It's like.
That's right. So why didn't you mention Beis HaKfaros? You don't even have to say Mishamesh. Right?
Let's go.
Just walking in the Beis HaKfaros, you lose your das for Kriyat Shema. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, "Hosam toch arba amos hu da'aser, chutz la'arba amos chayev, da'amamar meis tofes talar amos l'kriyashma, ocho chutz la'dalar amos nami pata." So, what is the answer? So he answers. So he answers like this. So his answer is that over there in the basic, in the Brisa you quoted from the basic Pharos, correct? Lo yahalachadim beveisak Pharos. That is talking in a case where he's within Dalet Amos of a kever. And that's where it's Loig L'Rush. But it's not because of the Eruv Das. It's because of the fact that Mace Tofes Dalet Amos L'Kriyashma. That's a separate aloch of Kavod HaMeis. That he's Tofes Dalet Amos. That you can't say Kriya Shema B'makom Dalet Amosov. But it has nothing to do with the idea of a Psul and Das. It's simply Allah and Kavod HaMeis. That he's Tofes Dalet Amos. That Dalet Amos, you can't land Krishna on his Dalet Amos because that's his Makom. So it's Allah and Makom. But if you go out of the Dalet Amos and you're in the Basic Forest, you're chayiv in Kriya Shema.
And you can say Kriya Shema, or you can't?
No, you can't for a different reason. See, all the Gemara is saying is that you're chayiv. The Gemara is not saying that you can say it.
It's like when you go to the bathroom, you're right. Still chayiv in Kriya Shema.
That's right. He's chayiv in Kriya Shema when he's not in the Dalet Amos of Shalom Eis. So it's Aloch and Makom, but it's not. But nevertheless, it's also to say Kriya Shema the basic for us with differences because of the din that the basic for us is not a Makom for Kriya Shema, not because of his das. So that's how the Gemara answers that, because the Gemara's kasha was based on the fact there's a psul das, besides Meshamar and besides Mesa Mutlifon. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a psul das. It's only Makom Dalet Amos of the Kever, so Kavod HaMeis is a pota from Kriya Shema, but if he moves outside of the Dalet Amos, he's chayiv in Kriya Shema. I is in the basic forest. That has nothing to do with it. That doesn't mean it's mutter to land Krishna in the basic forest. It means the chiyuv is chal on him. But the chiyuv is not chal on him when he's within four of the kever. Because there, he's toface makomo. And there's a p'tur of Krishna.
What's the p'tur? Why is that a p'tur, not just an isser?
That's a good question. I would say like this, just like the Rav said by Avelis, that the Ptur Kriya Shema is the Kavod HaMeis. That the Ptur Kriya, it's in line with the same thing as by Aninus, that the Chil Kun is the Aninus, and the Isser of bracha of mitzvahs is the kiyum and avelus, and the kiyum and the kvod hameis is the p'tur from kriya. So now everything in the realm works out beautifully. There's no contradiction in his halachas. There's one halacha that you can't read in the Beis HaKfar, so bring a sefer Torah there.
Right.
That's because it's not a markum for it. Because the Beis Akfar is mugdish for certain things in the Hanan of the Beis Akfar and all different things, and Sefer Torah is not a place for that, and the same thing for Tila. But it's not because the Das, it's not because of the it's not because of a Ptur.
The Ptur is only next to the mace itself?
The Ptur is only by the kever.
The kever,
that's
right.
Because that's a separate din of Loeg LaRosh, that he has a claim of kavod, and his kavod is a pota from Krishna. Okay, it's a little speculative.
It's very, I tell you, the way you had it yesterday.
Yeah. So what we're saying is like this. That the Rambam is learning the Kasha, that you're saying that Shibush Das is by Mishamer, there's even a less concrete Shibush Das. That's where you're Mishamer and where you're Mason Mutlafanov is a concrete case. But there's even, if the guy's just Mahalach Mavesach Varus, he's also a Shibush Das because of Loeg LaRosh. And the Rambam is learning Loeg LaRosh doesn't mean the way we learn, that it's actually the Loeg LaRosh. It's the Loeg LaRosh that's in his das, that's destroying his capability for Kavanah. Okay? So, the Gemara asks, you have a more ethereal Oser of Das. So the Gemara answers, no, that's only Loeg LaRosh where it's Besoch Dalet Amos of the Kever,
right.
Because he's Tofes Dalet Amos. So since he's Tofes Dalet Amos, if you're within that Dalet Amos, so then you have Loeg LaRosh and you have Shibush Das and you can't say Kriya Shema. But the moment you go outside of the Dalet Amos or the Kever, there's no psul and das. But it doesn't mean it's mutter. It's still also for a different reason. Because the Beis HaKfaris has a designation. But the reason why it didn't bring in that low of a rush, because that's a different kind, now you're talking about a different thing altogether. In other words, it doesn't fit in with the previous Shibush Das, because this one's contingent on Makom. So that's why it doesn't mention it with the other ones.
Right.
Okay.